Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We want to thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the scripture, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Isaac Watts wrote very beautifully, dear people of God, and I just want to read that little extract of his poem that he wrote. Come, let us join our cheerful songs with angels round the throne. 10,000,000 are their tongues, but all their joys are one. Worthy the Lamb that died, they cry, to be exalted thus. Worthy is the Lamb, our lips reply, for he was slain for us. The whole creation joins as one to bless the sacred name of him that sits upon the throne and to adore the Lamb. So true, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are called, the whole heaven cries out, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, honor and dominion, power and authority. My dear brothers and sisters and dear people of God, heaven will be a place of great singing as we join voices with the angels and saints of the ages in praising the one who made it all possible. And it is so beautiful because this beautiful song, Worthy is the Lamb, and this hymn was a contemporary hymn that is based directly on a text of scripture that could well be the believer's theme throughout eternity. And it is from the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. Wow. So the question is, what is your response to the resurrected and now reigning Jesus Christ? Are you living daily in the awareness of his life-giving power? Are you joyfully anticipating the day when you will join the heavenly chorus, extolling the one who alone is worthy of all praise? Hallelujah. Why not begin even right now? Amen. Very important. And to give the praise to our resurrected Savior. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have so beautifully added into our lives. You are gracious. You are merciful. You are slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, your word says. And Father, you created us for one purpose, is to bring glory and honor to your holy name. You created us for one objective, is to praise you, is to bless you, is to cry out, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive all glory and honor. I pray that today our hearts and our mouth will be filled with praise, that today we will behold your glory and honor, and today we will behold your visage. We will be, O Lord, encountering your presence and walking in the ways of Jehovah. I pray that you will bless your people. I pray that, Lord, you'll fill their hearts with joy, fill their mouth with praise, that as they extol the name of Yeshua, that, Lord, heaven will come down and fill their hearts with the glory of God. I pray above, Father God, that you'll bless your people, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. Today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, I pray that you will bless them. O Father, your grace and your glory will abound upon them. Lord, I speak your blessings. The Abrahamic covenantal blessing will be the portion of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray that as Abraham was rich in faith, in cattle, in gold, and in silver, so shall your people will be. I pray that faith will arise in their heart, and they will, O Father, obtain the promises of the Word of God that is so enshrined for your sons and for your daughters. Bless your people, Lord. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command every sickness come out in Jesus' name. And I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to prevail in their spirit, soul, and body. And I pray, Lord, that your people will enjoy robust health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your church, bless your people, and Father, that they will thrive, will flourish, and will prosper under the care of Yeshua the Messiah. We give you all praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. And we said, Amen and Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.